Damage. The silent forms of violence against women. It is a truism to say that everyone knows violence when they see it, but if one thing has become clear over the past decade, it is that the most prevalent, insidious forms of violence are those that cannot be seen. Consider, for example, a famous photograph from January 2017. A group of identical-looking white men in dark suits looked on as their president signed an executive order banning U.S. state funding to groups anywhere in the world offering abortion or abortion counseling. The passing of what is known as the global gag rule, hopefully to be overturned by the new Democratic administration, effectively inaugurated the Trump presidency. The ruling meant an increase in deaths by illegal abortion for thousands of women throughout the developing world. Its effects have been as cruel as they are precise. No non-governmental organization, NGO, in receipt of US funds could henceforth accept non-US support or lobby governments across the world on behalf of the right to abortion. A run of abortion bans followed in conservative, Republican-held US states. In November 2019, Ohio introduced to the state legislature a bill which included the requirement that in cases of ectopic pregnancy, doctors must re-implant the embryo into the woman's uterus or face a charge of abortion murder. Ectopic pregnancy can be fatal to the mother, and no such procedure exists in medical science. At a talk in London in June 2019, Kate Gilmore, the UN Deputy Commissioner for Human Rights, described US policy on abortion as a form of extremist hate that amounts to the torture of women. "We have not called it out in the same way we have other forms of extremist hate," she stated, "but this is gender-based violence against women, no question." The resurgence of hate-fueled populism has become a commonplace of the 21st century, but it is perhaps less common to hear extremist hate, notably against women, being named so openly as the driver of the supreme legal machinery of the West.